Good evening.
How are you, Jasmine? You're the only one on again.
Okay.
So we'll wait this another 7 minutes and see what if anybody comes.
Okay.
I know. Hannah said that she would be back in time to come on, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, hopefully somebody shows up.
Okay. Jasmine, I just want to let you know I'm still on, but I'm going to mute my phone so you can't hear.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I know you went on mute. You didn't have to come off. I just wanted to let you know I was muting it also.
Yeah.
I want to listen to what's going on with Trump divulging top secret stuff.
With what?
Trump gave classified information to the Russians is what's being reported. So I want to listen to it. But if somebody comes on, I'll hear it.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I'll move closer. Okay, sure.
Hello. Sorry I'm late. Meeting lasted a little bit longer than I expected.
Understand. We do have two people on, so we can go forward.
Okay.
So please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chemincha Kati Zerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshei Hudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sidkatcha, Tamid. Gamlein, Betet Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel, Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Dunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. The Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the name of God Elohim, as well as the name of the nature, Hateva. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushatach Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apayim. Berav chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseawon wa'fesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year 5777, known as the Year of the Goat. There are two verses that we will connect to study this and connect to this energy. But first we will say El Lashem Yichud. The first verse we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Urchimud Hilu Leachta Lashem Yudhe Bavave Beyichudah Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Tzot Saduni Katzibur Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And in this verse, the year Tafshin Ayin Zion is concealed. The name, the letters of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohehem Hadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the year 5776, known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of the 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe la-la-he wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me, hey, hey, hey. Aka a re ka ha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitru ba Adonai, yo he wa he. Ade ad ki biya. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, tur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first verse we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham mushavtem elai el nachon. Wehalachti. Iben wichayim yeshno varetz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoveh roav yomru ayom. There is one verse that connects to the year of 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. And that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Yisrael untati vishakan taktav lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. We're now going to read a verse of the Zohar that has the energy of certainty. The verse we're reading is from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Ribi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha. Rihu koma de aved leila witata. kol ha'iru kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leilach mila b'yalma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga peya kalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun Wikola itzterich b'alma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, chose to leave this day, the 20th of Iyar. Rabbi Mordechai of Chernobyl, known as the Motel. Rabbi Chaim Abraham Gagin. And Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz. And finally, and Rav Yosef Valtuch, the hidden tzaddik. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. So today's class is an essay from Rabbi Ashlag. This is the second part of essay number 29. So you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 16, the right-hand column. When you open that link up, you have a list of the essays from Rabbi Ashlag, and it's number 29B. And we will complete the introduction to the book from a sage. And we start where we had already said the first part of this, that it makes continuity to start at this point. From all of the above, you find that there are two parts in the Torah and mitzvot. A, the Torah and mitzvot as they appear to all, being the keeping of mitzvot and the keeping of Torah, in the form of 613 councils. These have the power to purify and cleanse the body, and enhance the merit of the soul, to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face, as the soul was in its root, before it diminished and came into this base body in the base world. And B, keeping the mitzvot and studying the Torah in the form of the 613 deposits, namely the matter of attaining his names and the full reward of the souls. And I am adding, can you explain the difference between paragraph A and paragraph B above? One is doing the mitzvot, and the other is living the mitzvot. And the second being the Hebrew word la'asok b'Torah. And in our L'shem Yehud, that's we describe the two mitzvot that we are referring to when we say that L'shem Yehud is one, the speaking of the Torah, and the second of living the Torah. Continuing to read. The merit of the latter heart over the former is as the merit of heaven over earth. Living the Torah is that much more significant than just doing the mitzvot. And this is because the first part is mere preparation, and the second part is the actual completeness and is the purpose of creation. I am adding, learn this well. Every verse in the Tanakh has first letter names, last letter names, other letter names, including mixing and permutating all of the letters in a pasuk as well. How will you rearrange the letters of your personal verses so that you can attain the names within that verse? This explains our above question about the words of our sages, that even if a person excels in Torah and good deeds more than all his contemporaries, if he has not learned the secrets of Torah and the wisdom of truth, he must reincarnate in the world. We asked, what is the difference between the subject and the wisdom of truth from other subjects in the Torah? We found nowhere that one is compelled to engage in all the topics in the Torah. On the contrary, we have found the opposition to that in many places, such as one does much, the other little, so long as they aim their hearts to heaven. And also, it is not the study that is important, but the act. So now the matter is clarified. The whole part of the revealed Torah is but a preparation to become worthy and merit attaining the concealed part. It is the concealed part that is the very wholeness and the purpose for which man is created. I'm adding, do you understand this statement? It is important to realize this truth. Learn the names by learning to permutate letters. Do not depend on any other person. Learn to do this tool yourself. This is my opinion. Continuing to read. Hence, clearly, if a part of the concealed part is missing, although one may keep the Torah and observe its mitzvot in the revealed part, he will still have to reincarnate to this world and receive what he should receive, namely the concealed part by way of the 613 deposits. Only in that is the soul completed, the way the Creator had predetermined for it. You can therefore see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever he may be, to engage in the internality of the Torah and in its secrets. Without it, the intention of creation will not be completed in him. This is the reason why we reincarnate generation by generation through our current generation, which is the residue of the souls upon which the intention of creation has not yet been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in the past generations. And please note, they is us, and us is you and me. For this reason, they said in the Zohar, the secrets of Torah and its mysteries are destined to be revealed at the time of the Messiah. It is clear to anyone who understands that since they will be completing the intention of creation, they will be awarded the coming of the Messiah. Since inevitably, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed among them openly, since if the correction is prevented, they will be compelled to reincarnate. And I am adding, Remember what was said above, that the names need to be revealed. In my opinion, the revelation of the names will assist the corrections for each person. This will explain to you what we should ask about this interpretation in general. For who am I and who are my fathers that I have been awarded making the interpretation to expand the knowledge of the hidden secrets in the Zohar and the writing of the Ari? Moreover, why have we thus far found no other to interpret this wisdom as openly as myself, meaning Rabbi Ashlag? I am adding, pointing out actually, Rabbi Ashlag is asking these questions about himself. Do you question yourself in this way? Now you can see that because our generation is really the time of the Messiah, and we are all standing at the threshold of the complete correction, and the only prevention is the complete abandonment of the wisdom of truth in this generation due to the difficulty of the language and the dispersion of the matters. In addition to all that, there is the smallness of the mind and the abundant troubles in our generation. Hence, when the Lord wishes to hasten the redemption of our souls, He has passed the privilege on to my hand, meaning Rabbi Ashlag, to disclose the measure in this interpretation. And with the will of God, succeeded with my hand. And I had another reason for making this open interpretation, as it is written in the Zohar. One must learn a little, even more from nonsense. As it is, as far as light excels darkness. After I completed my time in the city of Warsaw, in the state of Poland, confined to my chamber, having nothing to do with the darkness of my surroundings, I have been blessed with settling in the holy city of Jerusalem. And when I walked among the people here, I saw the poverty of my people, the poverty of their mind. Their foolish laughter was in my ears as the noise of pots under the city, mocking and trampling the heart and soul of our yearnings, slandering the Lord, His law, and His people in a loud voice, without any wisdom or understanding or knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. Rather, it is an assortment of words and names, no sense and no moral, no morality, only literal words. It is a privilege to chatter idle words in the written text with complete faith that they are holy things and that thus the purpose of creation will be completed upon us. And when those who engage in the literal text with complete faith increase in number, the Messiah King will come at once. For by that, the whole correction will be completed, and nothing more is needed. I am adding, it sounds simple, so why is the exile continuing? Finally, I met with the famous ones among them, people who have already worn out their eyes delving in the writings of the Ari and the Zohar. They have so succeeded that they have become proficient and conversant in all the writings of the Ari. They have a reputation as being the holiest people in the land. I asked them if they had studied with a Rav who attained the internality of the matter. They answered, "Heavens, no. There is no internality here whatsoever, but accurate texts given to us, and nothing more than that. God forbid." I asked him if Rav Chaim Vital had attained the internality of the matters. They replied, he certainly did not attain more than we do. I then asked them about the Ari himself, and they answered, he certainly did not know the internality more than us at all. And all that he knew, he had passed on to his disciple, Rav Chaim Vital. And thus they came into our hands. And I am adding, what arrogance. You now have the answer to the question that I asked above. Why is the exile continuing? It's due to the arrogance of the students of Kabbalah. The way the Kabbalists have studied the writings of the Ari, this is an unwritten commentary to explain this. The way the Kabbalists have studied the writings of the Ari that came through Rabbi Chaim Vital and the Zohar itself is they memorize the words. They study the words until they're so familiar that they've memorized them. But they never understand the words. They never delve into the words. They never look for Hashem's names in the permutation of the words that they've memorized. That's what Rabbi Aslag is pointing out in this essay. What is the wisdom of the sages? It's the names of God. So if you have a name of a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, Limud Torah, the study of Torah. There's a name of the first letter, Lamed Taf, or Taf Lamed. Well, Taf Lamed is Paul, except it's not due, which would be Tet Lamed. But you can substitute a Tet for the Tet. There's an internality, there's an inner essence of the name of the mitzvah, Limud Torah. When you study Torah, you are creating the due of study. This dew of your sweat, the dew of your understanding. And this dew is what's referred to in the prophets when it talks about the dew will be the cause of the coming of Mashiach. I've never read that anywhere. But as I understood what Rabbi Aslag is saying in this essay, and I understood what my teachers were teaching me about permutations and understanding letter substitutions and all the different techniques for all of that. Names of God. And that name of God gives you clarification. What does the prophet mean? I believe it's Isaiah. It could be Zechariah, because I'm not an expert in memorized all of the verses and all of the prophets. But ultimately, each verse that relates to your name has internality, has inner essence. And it's up to you to find that. And how do you do that? By taking the first letters, by taking the last letters, by taking every second letter, and all of the different approaches that are built into the study of the Kabbalah. I'm continuing to read. I mocked him. Rabbi Ashlag mocked him. How then were the matters composed in the heart of the Ari without any understanding and knowledge? And they replied, he received the composition of these matters from Elijah, and he knew the internality, since he is an angel. And here Rabbi Ashlag's wrath poured out on them, for my patience to be with them had ended. And when I saw their folly, and had found roots in nearly everyone engaging in this wisdom at this time, woe to the ears that so hear, will he even force the queen before me in the house? The holy Zohar had already mourned bitterly the denial of the sinners in their souls, saying that there was no internal secrets in the Torah. As it is written in Parsha Vayera, has the Torah come to show us fables and historic tales? Such stories and fables are found among other nations also. And our sages said that they uproot the plantations, for they only take malchuts. I am adding, following the path of Zohar as taught by the Kabbalists in the previous generation, creates separation. What is being taught today is following those separate paths. Only a very few, create unity. And that requires knowledge of the names as described above. Meaning, first letters, last letters, second letters. But that is not being taught in other locations when it comes to the Zohar, when it comes to the writings of the Ari. It's not taught. Even in the Kabbalah Center, you reach a point and then they won't teach that. But Rabbi Ashlag is telling us in this essay that it has to happen. Everybody, almost all of my students say, don't I have to learn Hebrew? And the answer is no, you don't have to learn Hebrew. But you have to have a Hebrew dictionary, and you have to make the effort. If you make the effort, you will be shown the internality of each verse. I guarantee it. How do I guarantee it? Because I know how unclean I am. And yet you see, every year, I bring that information based on the study of the name of the verse of the year. What does the author of the Zohar say in a view of the culture of such sinful people, denying that there is any knowledge or wisdom in the words of the Zohar and the wisdom of truth themselves? They say about the very secrets of the Torah that there is no knowledge or perception revealed in this world, but merely empty words. Thus they have come to force the holy divinity inside the king's palace. Woe unto them, for they have caused their souls harm. Our sages said that the holy Torah mourns before the Creator. Your sons have turned me into a song in public houses, but they do not even make of the Torah a semblance of a song. Only frightening words to any listener that arise contempt and wrath. Furthermore, they wish to be rewarded like Pinchas, saying that they do it in complete faith. The writing says about them, for as much as this people draw near, and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And this is the reason for the ruin of the first temple. The devil still dances among us precisely at the time of the Mashiach, the time of the end of the secrets of the Torah. The zeal of the Lord of hosts came as fire that will not quench in my bones. Because of that, I have been awakened to disclose the gown to such an extent that they will know that there is wisdom in Israel. This has been among the primary reasons that made me come to this explanation. You must see in every purpose and every goal that it is utterly simple. All the wit, the cleverness, and the many issues formed during the preparation until the goal is reached. For example, when one wishes to sit in a house, he needs wit and knowledge in the design, in the artisanship, and in the quality and quantity of the rooms, and in the possessions. The final goal is but a simple thing, to dwell there. This is the meaning of the words, according to the beauty of a man, to dwell in the house. It is a simple thought, without any concepts and proliferation, and without wit, but a simple will. Know that all of the sophistications and the knowledge are mostly mistakes that should fall before the truth, yet the truth itself is simple, without any wit. This is a secret in that. There is a secret in that, principally being the iron wall that separates us from our Father in heaven. There are things that are hidden because of their great height and depth, and there are things that are hidden because of their extreme subtlety, like flies in the air, too thin to be seen. Since his light is such simple light that the human mind, which feels only a tiny portion of something, simply does not perceive. It is like the smaller things from that measure, requiring an actual tool to see. And this is so because although not all of the depth of the height and the depth of the width are perceived, you can nonetheless perceive the proximate. However, with subtle things, it seems as though they do not exist at all, since you do not attain even the slightest bit of them. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is teaching us, just dwell in the house of Hashem, which is the physical world. Internally, open your heart. Externally, become a truthful, fulfilled human being who speaks words of Torah and meditates on names that you create from those words of Torah, from the Torah verses. I have a dream. This is an unwritten commentary. I have a dream. I have a desire. I know how to instruct the webmaster at the FM website to produce a program on how to take your name in English letters, convert it to Hebrew letters, and then take the verses that are the energy verses for that name and permutate the letters and create the names that come from that verse and how to then give you English translations of all of the meanings of those names. I know how to explain to the programmer how to do that. And he's given me a quote for a small amount of money. And I never seem to be able to even start the project to arrive at the minimum amount that he would need to start the project. The whole project is a small amount of money. The whole project is $26,000. And to get started, I need $2,000. And this has been going on for 2 years now. I have a dream. One day it will happen. I know the cause of it not happening. The generation is not yet ready. Because whenever it's ready, those funds will start to arrive. I know the cause of that delay is me. Because I'm part of the generation. I have a dream. I don't have to wait 300 years to bring the Mashiach. I have a dream. It will happen as we spread the wisdom, as we make known the wisdom, as we teach the truth. You ask me questions from time to time every week. You ask me questions. I don't give you one simple answer. I give you my understanding of many different levels of answers. I have a dream. I hope that you will join me in fulfilling that dream. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions?
How, when you permute letters, how would you know which letters to permute for what names? There are so many names. How would you know what letters to use?
You take the first letters of each word. That's going to be one name. You take the last letters of each word, that's going to be another name. You take the second letters of the words that have two letters. You take the third letter. You take the fourth letter, and there's two more names. Each of those iterations is a name.
Are you referring to...
Second, let me finish. You don't have to do all of them. You just have to start. And Hashem will assist you in knowing what's a correct name. Because when you take the first letters as an example... We say the verse every week, every day. We do the Adonai. We talk about the 25 words that connect to the year 5776. And we took the first letter of each word. But then it becomes clear that with 25 letters, there's going to be Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and then there's going to be seven other three-letter words. So I looked, are they in the 72 names? The answer was yes. So in that verse are these eight names of God. That's the energy of that year. That's how I knew it was the year of the pause, because I knew the previous year where death was swallowed up was a great potential that didn't manifest. And I also knew what the following year, this current year of the year of the goat, I knew this was a year of the pause. How do I know that? It shows up in my head. Because I take that first step of looking for names. I don't know the names. I just strive to know the names. I write on a piece of paper the first letters of a verse. And then it becomes clear. All you have to do is strive to do it and not get frustrated because it's not as clear as you want it to be immediately. I'm doing the analysis for the year 5778. It's been 2 months. I started with the first letters, and somehow I made an error, and instead of there being 20 letters in the verse, as there is, I came up with 21 letters, so I have to determine where is the error to make sure it's correct. Why did it come up with 21 errors? Did I make the mistake? That's just Hashem telling me. If we're not ready yet to reveal this. So I put it aside. And from time to time, I go review it to find out where is the error and how to correct that. It's called trusting Hashem. Now, Bernice, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but please go and ask me the question you wanted to ask now.
Say, for instance, in Psalm 67, when you're talking about permeating, would you use the first letter of each line there?
No. I would put each verse by itself, and I would use the first letter of each word in that verse.
A verse meaning how many words?
We have a tradition from the Masoretic text. There's a verse. The first verse in the Torah is 7 words long. There's a verse in the Torah that says, if I can remember it by heart, Vayomer Hashem, God spoke to Moses and told him to say. It's 5 words long in Hebrew. And it's a verse by itself sometimes. And other times, those same 5 words are the beginning of a longer verse. We have the tradition. You can see it in your Tanakh.
My Tanakh is in English. Does that matter?
Verse 2, verse 3. That's the name, that's the verse. Count the words of that verse. Count the letters of that verse. Those numbers tell you things. Then take the first letter. Then take the last letter.
I see what you're saying. Each number there is a verse. So
correct.
I count the words in that verse, and the first
correct.
Letter of each word. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And then once you know the number of words, you can go on the Yeshem website on the donation page, and I have a whole string of explaining what is the energy of that number. If it's 13 words, the energy of that verse is unity. It's Echad. So what would you do with 13 words? You could make one word of four letters, three words of four letters, or four words of three letters. And one of those three-letter words would have to be four letters. It's straightforward. It's simple, but it's not easy because you have to decide to do it and do it consistently and not get frustrated because it doesn't happen immediately.
Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Do you think you can do a practical class on this so we can, you know, practice or, you know, do something practical to get a, you know, closer understanding?
The answer is yes, I could develop that, but I already have. There's a page on the website. If you look at the, give me a minute, I'll look exactly where it is in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, because I know it's there, I put it, but nobody's asking
about it. I didn't know about this information until you revealed today, you know, in more detail.
And I'm going to give you where I've already given this to you, but give me a minute to show it to you. I have to remember where I put it. It's row 12. Row 12, the second row from the left. It's titled Kabbalistic Analysis of the Tanakh, Verse by Verse. When you open that up, you can see various links where I've done the analysis for the first letters only of every word in a verse. I've counted the words, I've counted the letters, I've given you explanations about it. I've explained what name this refers to. I haven't completed all of the verses in the Tanakh. But I went out to most of you and asked you for a verse from those energy verses that you've received. I received 2 responses out of about 10 that I sent out. It's there how to do it. It's explained in the classes on the Hebrew letters. Yes, Jasmine, I could do a class. But it's better to do a one-on-one class than to do it as a group. So if you want to set up a time with me, I'll be happy to walk you through one of your verses, and we'll do it together.
Oh, okay. I'm going to review the page that you gave me first to get a little deeper in understanding on, you know, what you're talking about.
Very good.
I found the page, and I see that you have Samuel.
Yes. First Samuel chapter 9, verse 9.
Yeah,
and then the one verse that isn't complete, but I've left it there, is for the year 5778, is from 2 Samuel.
I see. And then you have Psalms.
Chapter 37, okay. Verse 1. So eventually we'll have all of the verses there. I'd like to be able to automate this so it just gets done. But that's the dream that I have. And it's not that I'm saying to each of you, give me more money for me. You all make donations to me, and I appreciate each and every one of them. And I invest each and every one back into the cost of spreading the knowledge. Because it's not inexpensive relative to what I earn and from my Social Security that supports me. Everything else goes back into investing in growing this website and spreading the knowledge of this website. But this project, I've wanted to do for 2 years, and I can't seem to get over the top to have it happen. And it's not that I want one person to come forward and pay this, because there are wealthy people in the world that this would be very simple for them to write a check. I don't approach people that way, because it shouldn't be one person. This has to be a community effort. And it will be. I have no doubt. The question is it tomorrow that it will happen? Or will it happen in 200 years? It will happen. Are there any other questions? You all have a beautiful evening, and in a few minutes, in about 20 minutes, we'll be counting the Omer. Shalom to all.
Shalom.